KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's currently 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 51, winds out of the south at around 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Montgomery County man is dead following a crash Wednesday afternoon in Dodge County, Nebraska. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, 32-year-old Anthony Branham of Villisca died when the vehicle he was driving rear-ended a semi-tractor trailer at around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday on Highway 77 north of Fremont, Nebraska. The driver of the semi was not injured. Authorities say the crash closed a stretch of the highway for about 3 hours. Police in Red Oak report 29-year-old Nathan Aldrich of Red Oak was arrested around 4:15 p.m. Thursday. He was taken into custody on an active Montgomery County warrant for contempt of court, resisting a court order. Aldrich was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and posted a $300 bond before being released. Sheriff's officials in Mills County Thursday said a Malvern man had been arrested Wednesday. 40-year-old William Cody was taken into custody for OWI for his defense. Cody cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. The Creston Police Department this morning is reporting 49-year-old Connie Ann Hallberg of Lorimore was arrested late Thursday afternoon in Creston. Hallberg was taken into custody at 302 North Pine Street on a charge of failure to appear in court. She was transported to the Union County Jail and later posted a $300 cash bond before being released. And a Creston Lawn Service and Pest Service, that's Green Valley Pest Control Lawn on 150th Street, reported Thursday afternoon that a steel leaf blower had been stolen from 1103 North Birch Street. The machine was valued at $125. Officials with Barney Elkhorn Telephone Company announced yesterday that in the next several years, underserved internet customers in western Iowa will be served with Barney Elkhorn fiber internet after the company completes fiber projects in the region. The company announced that they've accepted a $4.5 million grant award from the Empower Rural Iowa Broadband Grant Program, which was announced in September, as well as the locations of the fiber projects they'll be doing. According to Rachel Hamilton, CEO of Barney Elkhorn, in 2022, the company will complete the fiber project in the city of Neola, which started in 2021 as part of the company's vision to serve all customers in their service areas with fiber optic service internet. And last year, they'll begin work in the community, they'll begin work in the community of Exira and the Iowa grant awarded area near Underwood. There you can see the map in this same story on the news page at KJN.com for further definition of that service area. The company already has fiber to the community in rural areas of Brayton, Elkhorn, Marty, McClellan, Kimbleton, and Walnut. Additionally, in the communities and some rural areas of Avoca, Underwood, and Neola. The project was supported by funds made available through the state of Iowa and acting by and through the Office of the Chief Information Officer. Well, President Biden has appointed the leader of a climate action group and the Democrat who unsuccessfully challenged U.S. Senator Joni Ernst a year ago to the top two USDA posts in Iowa. Matt Russell will be executive director of the Iowa Farm Service Agency, which oversees USDA credit and loan programs, as well as conservation and disaster programs. Russell raises cattle and produce on a 110-acre farm near Lakota. His Coyote Run farm sells grass-fed beef, uses cover crops and grasses to sequester carbon in the soil. It was a frequent stop for presidential candidates, including Biden, before the 2020 Iowa caucuses. Teresa Greenfield will be the USDA's director for rural development in Iowa. Greenfield, who grew up on a farm in southern Minnesota, has worked as a community planner and was the president of a central Iowa property development firm before running for the U.S. Senate in 2020. The White House issued a written statement saying Greenfield's life experiences fit the mission of strengthening the rural Iowa economy. The White House noted also that Russell, the new Farm Service Agency director in Iowa, has been the leader of a climate action group called Iowa Interfaith Power and Light since 2018. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed an extension to the proclamation relating to the weight limits and transportation of grain. The proclamation is effective immediately and continues through November 30th. It allows vehicles transporting corn, soybeans, hay, straw, silage, and stover to be overweight, not exceeding 90,000 pounds gross weight, though. without a permit for the duration of the proclamation, which again is until November 30th. The proclamation applies to loads applied transported that on all highways within Iowa, excluding the interstate system, and those which do not exceed a maximum of 90,000 pounds gross weight, do not exceed the maximum axle weight limit determined under the non-primary highway maximum gross weight table in the Code of Iowa by more than 12.5%, and do not exceed the legal maximum axle weight limit of 20,000 pounds. Also, they must comply with the posted limits on the roads and bridges they travel on, those vehicles travel on. Well, the lead negotiator for the UAW local that represents employees at John Deere's plant in Ankeny has died of COVID the day after the strike at Deere & Company ended. The Curtis Templeman's death from COVID was announced late Thursday on the Facebook page for UAW Local 450. According to a Facebook post on Thursday morning, Templeman had what he thought was the sniffles, but he found out that he had COVID. The Des Moines Register reports Templeman was hospitalized at the beginning of November, and he told the Register reporter that he'd planned to participate in last week's contract talks by phone from the hospital. The union praised Templeman's selfless service during negotiations and said he held on long enough to see the contract with Deere had been ratified. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.